got extremely cold yesterday afternoon. A storm rose up that was blowing the rain completely horizontal. In fact, it was just flying right in the window. And the temperature plummeted. Right now, it's 19 degrees. And it was twice that temperature yesterday at this time. Good weather to catch a cold. Still, the advantage is that after the storm let up, it started to rain. In fact, it rained on and off all throughout the night. And everything is becoming very, very green in New Bridgetown and the whole county. It's been a drought here for 6 weeks, and although the grass is really beautifully cut and all the trees and bushes nicely manicured for the open days, but still everything is just burnt out. It was interesting sitting there, and as I was sitting outside during the rain, the grass was just becoming green in front of my very eyes. Amazing how quickly living entities respond to the mercy bestowed upon them by nature. And everything is so perfectly arranged, even though the rain may dampen the spirits of those who want to be enjoying in the lake. It's within eyesight. I can see it from here where I'm sitting in my window. It, at the same time, gives great joy to the farmers, our gardeners, park people, agriculturalists, who are in ecstasy that this much-needed rain had finally arrived. So it's overcast now, cool. And although the first time this year, yesterday, I shaved up, whereas usually I just sort of buzz up, hoping that it was going to stay hot and I wasn't risking the cold. Still, Mother Nature had a different plan. This is most likely my last day here. I'll be leaving to Budapest after the daily greeting tomorrow, and after that, on Saturday, to Kazakhstan. I spoke to Govinda Maharaj yesterday, who was in South Africa, and he'll be leaving there, getting there a day before me. Today, Radha Shyam were very beautifully dressed in the pastel summer embroidered, fruit embroidered outfit. Very, very pretty. Krishna had a very short kurta as well as short dhoti. Srimati Radharani's full-length sari, but had a very cool short choli, and that was covered by purple top piece over her head, and many nice necklaces, particularly that necklace which I purchased in New Delhi, Abhiram Prabhu, played for different color sapphires. That was on her neck, along with different strands of beads. Bottom one was dark blue, then some purple and violet, as well as a light blue, which went around the shiny green choker around her neck. And in her hand, Srimati Radharani held a jeweled ball. And of course, Shyamasundar was happily playing the flute. And together, as always, they were dancing. During the open day, in fact, on the last day, I was speaking with some guests, and one family came. Their daughter is a devotee, and her boyfriend's a devotee. And the two of them were very nice, but they are, at least by their own evaluation, very strict Catholics. So the father had a real problem. He said, if I was told that Srila Prabhupada was God, then I'd believe it. He sat there and he was so stern and somber. But then when they tell me that there on the altar, someone who's dressed in scanty clothes and playing a flute with black complexion, she says, how can I take it that such a light-hearted person is God? And that was funny. We had some exchange, but I explained to him, and ultimately he accepted that we may have to be very serious about spiritual life, and therefore grave, in order not to be distracted by things of this world. But the Lord is in a transcendental position, and therefore, as Shastra says, Natasya Karyam Karanam Chavidyate, he has nothing to do. All he has to do is dance, because he is carefree, he has no troubles. And that is the evidence that he's God. And he said, well, then why does he have to be a blackish color? I said, he has so many colors, but particularly when he's in the mood of having a good time, the mood of happiness and enjoyment, that is colored like a rain cloud. So it's grayish color. And he wasn't so happy with that, but I told him, but when he's in the mood of loving, or when the loving mood dominates within him, then he's in golden color. And then he liked that better. And I said that therefore we have, besides Krishna, there's also Lord Chaitanya, who's in golden complexion and very seriously raising his hands up in the air for the mercy of the Lord. And he liked that aspect of Godhead better. So when I let him like Lord Chaitanya, that's fine. And by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, by worshipping Lord Chaitanya, ultimately such people will be able to appreciate Krishna as well. Having gone on thus, let me turn to one question that Adiguru Prabhu sent from London. And he says, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Lord Chaitanya glorifies Haridas Thakur in the famous verse describing how some devotees practice but do not preach, and some devotees preach but do not practice, whereas he, Haridas, does both. What is the mentality or characteristic for each type of such devotee, and what is the different results for each? Well, the devotees who preach, and we see that very often, we see that people are very much inclined to speak to others about Krishna, or as yesterday we discussed, even to engage in devotional service, but they don't make a very serious effort in chanting Hare Krishna, in regularly studying Shastra, and so on. People who preach or speak, but who don't practice Krishna consciousness and don't know the basic philosophy of Krishna consciousness, are generally Kanishtha Adhikaris. And therefore, their outlook or their vision of spiritual life may be quite limited. Indeed, it'll be materialistic because they're Prakriti Bhaktas. Of course, on the other end of the spectrum, there are those Mahabhagavatas who don't need to practice, but still they preach. But because preaching means getting conditioned souls to follow you, if they don't set the example by service, regular sadhana, and so on, then the preaching has lesser effect to general conditioned souls, to very advanced devotees, those who can recognize the position of a pure transcendentalist, then the preaching may be effective, but to others not. Therefore, when someone preaches and he either doesn't have the example to show, or he doesn't show the example that he has, the preaching is quite limited and is of restrictive potency. And then there are other people who don't preach at all, but they practice. These are the bhajan nandis. They're very serious about their sadhana. They chant Hare Krishna. They live in secluded places. They read shastra. They may be very knowledgeable and learned. But nonetheless, they're careless about following Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's instruction to give Krishna consciousness to everyone. Jare deke tarikaha Krishna upadesh amara agyare guru. It's the desire of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that we all preach and give Krishna consciousness to others. But apatniya chari koriya prachara, just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he both practiced and as well as preached. So the best and most exemplary person is the personality who not only practices Krishna consciousness, but he also preaches Krishna consciousness. So he is, as Krishna states in the Gita, yad yad acharati shristas, he's an acharya. He's teaching by his example. Because he practices devotional service, therefore his realization will be mature, and he will not simply be parroting what he may have heard or read elsewhere, but he's speaking from practical experience. The sound vibration of such a realized devotee has great potency, and it is this type of madhyamadhikari or intermediate devotee who is the ideal preacher, and they are called Goshtanandi. Goshtanandi is a preacher and practitioner. He practices and preaches. So ultimately there are these three different classes of individuals. Someone who preaches but doesn't practice, someone who practices but doesn't preach, and then the followers of Haridas Thakur who are both preachers and practitioners. And we need to keep that in mind as well, that it's not sufficient simply to be an enthusiastic preacher if we're not setting the proper example of what the end result of that preaching is. That ultimately, we need to be perfected devotees, sadhus, who are the very embodiment and the example of Bhagavad Gita and the words of Shukadeva Goswami. Those who practice and preach at the same time, they are the real representatives of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya empowers their preaching and also empowers their practice. As such, not only are they more potent in terms of giving Krishna consciousness to others, but their personal spiritual practices become enhanced by the mercy of the Lord. Whereas those who don't preach don't get the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for spreading Krishna consciousness. And those who do preach, they certainly get some mercy, but because they don't practice very seriously, it's questionable how much advantage they can take of the mercy that they've actually been given. In this way, therefore, let us do all of these things. And wherever we are, whatever we do, we should always ensure that the Nityam Bhagavata Seva, the regular service to Srimad Bhagavatam, to the holy name, is going on a daily basis, and that similarly we're taking Lord Chaitanya's order very seriously and giving Krishna consciousness to others. Hare Krishna. I'll be in touch tomorrow.